Ooh.
Welcome to Conspiracy Land.
It's good to be here. It's good to be here.
Don't lie.
No, I want to hear. I want to hear what you have
today.
You have to say.
We have a non-believer. Today we are joined by Mo. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I usually don't believe a lot of stuff, but I want you to surprise me today.
I want you to open your mind.
You know, I believe it or not, I try to. I do try to. But some of these conspiracy theories just like, maybe they fly over my head. Maybe I just don't understand them. But most of them don't make any sense.
Like, no. To me. They all make sense.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Yeah.
So what do you have in store for me today?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, I would. I'd love to know.
Okay. So you're very familiar with the concept. I wouldn't even say it's a conspiracy theory. It's more like a psychological event that people might have. Deja vu.
Okay.
We talked about this briefly last week and I wanted to save it for this week.
Right.
You know when you're like sitting on a bus and you're looking out a window and a car drives past, there's a bird in the top right hand corner and there's that blonde person driving the car with the yellow number plate and you're like, I've seen that before.
Did this happen to you?
Maybe.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Very detailed. Very detailed. Yeah, that concept of deja vu is really interesting because you do get those moments sometimes, hey?
Like, yeah.
And it just makes you think, oh my God, I've been here before.
Like, I've been here before, but yeah. It's so oddly specific.
Exactly. Like, I can't remember the last time it happened. It doesn't happen too much to me, but a couple months ago where it was something as like small as my mate was at my house and he did this one thing that I remembered. That I feel like I've been through before. And then he picked up this one thing and was like, and I'm just sitting there like, oh. And I had to let him know. I'm like, you did that before.
And he's looking at you like,
yeah, what are you, like, what are you talking
about? Are you
crazy? Yeah.
And you're like, yes. Like,
yeah, man, I remember this moment. But yeah, deja vu is very, it's complicated to
There's no
to speak about. Yeah.
Scientific explanation. Tell
exactly.
you why. Because
why?
What's made up in this world is science. Science, not real.
You don't believe it?
No. I believe the conspiracy theories, but I won't believe
but
science.
But not science.
I'm sorry, Adams. What do you mean? Bugger off. Absolutely not.
Adams.
I don't know her. Parallel universes. What do we think?
I'm sorry. I don't believe them.
Okay, well, you're wrong. There are wrong opinions in this world, and that's one of them.
Okay.
In this world.
Okay.
In another world.
Well, you're going to have to explain to me why you think they exist.
Well, parallel universe, it's the idea of there's our world.
Right.
But then there's like another version of our world. Well, infinite other versions. Right? So we could be doing this exact same situation, having this conversation, but one thing's slightly different. And then another thing's slightly different. And again, and again, and again, until we're freaking dinosaurs or something.
Right.
We're talking dinosaurs. And that's what the deja vu comes from. Yourself in another universe has lived that moment. And that's the connection between the two universes.
I didn't expect that tie-in, to be honest. Very interesting. Hey, that does kind of sound... You know, I don't usually believe a lot of things, but like it would make sense, right?
It
would make sense.
Because if you're going to have a connection to a parallel universe, it's going to be through yourself.
Exactly. So, wow. I think you might be changing my mind today. Eh? I mean, that really does tie in.
I don't know what that laugh was.
I tried your best. But that does sound very, very interesting. And like as I said, like it would make sense because like we don't have an explanation for this deja vu thing.
No,
but
it's like you're so convinced that it's happened.
Exactly, and like your mind just you know it says to you like, oh my God, yeah, and you witness it. So it's like, where does that come from?
No,
it has to come from somewhere.
Yeah,
right? So.
And then also, because like that's more the normal things, because you don't really have deja vu about like, I don't know, flying.
Yeah, can't.
No. But that's what dreams are. Your dreams are that, oh, what world are we going to go to today? What's myself doing in another world today? And it's like freak.
Wow. That is, wow.
I dream a lot. I don't always remember them, but I know I dream.
Yeah, you dream a lot?
A lot, every night.
Every night, wow.
I dreamt last night that my dad asked me to go get some bread and I cried because I didn't have enough money.
Wow, that's very, not too out there, but like, that's weird.
That could happen.
It could happen, though.
And apparently it did. in another world.
You know, like, what if you, like, you know, drove yourself there, whatever, and then you show up to the shops and you're like, oh my God, I forgot my card. Oh my God, I don't have any cash. And you already had a bad day. Like,
I'll cry.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, I mean, it doesn't take much for me to cry anyway, but.
That's just like another tipping point. Like,
I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't dream much, actually. It's only sometimes where, it just doesn't happen a lot. All I remember is just straight black most of the time. Like, I kind of remember the last dream I had, to be honest. Like,
you know what that is? It's because you've had a closed mind.
Closed mind?
Now that you're opening your mind to conspiracy, to the parallel universe.
Maybe now that I'm believing it?
Yes,
like,
you're forming that connection with yourself in another place.
Mm.
Now you're going to dream.
Ooh, maybe.
If you dream tonight, I'm going to be blown away.
Oh, man. If I do dream tonight, I mean, I'm not going to see you tomorrow, but I'll be leaving it till next week. I'm going to be like, Brad, you remember, like...
It is real.
Wednesday? Yeah, I'm like, we were talking about that parallel universe thing where, like, dreams happen because, like, you know, my body's in another universe and stuff like that. Mm. And I'd be like, oh, I dreamed that day because I'm full believing it. I'm like, what have you done to me? What have you done?
I've changed your life.
He's changed my life. What's going on, man?
If I disappear tomorrow, it's because the government's got me.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he's found out something. He's found out.
He's found Area 51.
Get him. Put him in jail. Don't let anyone hear him. Yeah. But, it's very interesting that. And it would make sense.
Mm.
Like, I thought you were going to come to me today with, like, some sort of conspiracy theory about someone that you believe is still alive, but is confirmed dead or...
Nah, that's boring.
Yeah, because I have this mate, and this mate's dad is very into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Where he's like, he believes everything about, like, you know, the Tupac thing where, you know, he's still alive, he's just chilling in Cuba and stuff like that. It's just like...
Living the life.
Yeah, it's still ongoing. Like, and, you know, Michael Jackson's still alive, Elvis Presley's still alive, because... I remember that Tupac one where I think it... Oh, where was it? Was it Mexico? Might have been Mexico. Where there was this photo of this man standing next to a Tupac lookalike.
Oh,
and he actually believed that it was him. I'm like, there's lookalikes in the world.
Where's your
proof that, you know, you actually do believe this thing? Like, where is the proof? Where's the evidence? You know what I mean? You just, like, taking everything from the internet.
It's simply not enough.
Exactly. I need context. I need to know why you believe in this thing.
You need cold, hard proof.
Exactly.
And what I'm giving is cold, hard proof.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently so. Like, I don't know how it's going to, you know, I don't know how it's going to make sense, but, like, it makes sense. Like,
it does.
It does make sense. Like,
and another thing that's similar to deja vu, but not quite, it's, you know, because deja vu is when you have that, like, moment of, oh, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie The Matrix?
I have seen it.
I haven't, but anyway.
No way. Are you serious?
It's all about living in a simulation.
Yeah, but it's one of the best, well, in my opinion, one of the best movies ever made, man.
Mo, I'm very busy.
Come.
Dreaming.
You're a movie guy. You're a movie guy. I'm not a movie guy and I've watched it. Like, that is classic. Like, that's classic, man.
I don't do research. I grasp at straws and then spin some crap. That's what I do.
Okay. I'll get behind that.
So you're living in we're living in a simulation. That's what I'm saying.
Cool.
So you know when you have that moment of, like, you overanalyze the space that you're in, and it's like you can see very clearly, like, your confines of, like, well, this room is, like, that's going up there. These walls are there, and it's not like you and you're like, this is a screen.
Yeah.
I'm not actually here. That's what that is.
Yeah.
We're not actually here.
Now you're making me think. I'm getting paranoid. I'm getting paranoid now. Like, just looking.
Are we actually lying down somewhere hooked up to something?
Oh, now you're like making me really think.
Science experiment.
Don't scare me. Now.
Are we in that parallel universe?
Man, I'm starting to believe it.
Where we're in a matrix. We're in a simulation.
Hey, I mean, we could be in a simulation. Like, and I'll tell you what, that Matrix movie really had me thinking about this whole parallel universe thing. I never believed it. But it's very interesting how that movie would make a lot of sense.
Right.
Like, you know, everyone's living in a simulation and he's hooked onto this chair, wired up. And then in that parallel universe, if he dies in real life.
Yes.
It's like, see, now it's just like all coming straight to my head. Like,
I'm hearing only facts.
It would make sense. Like, this could be a game.
Stop. If it's a game, I'm losing.
Yeah. Man, me too. Tell me about it, man.
Like, if this is just a simulation, can we not be doing something fun?
Yeah,
can we not be living in a money-free world?
Yeah, like, you know.
Without inflation.
Housing crisis. Inflation. Oh, man. Yeah.
I don't ask for much. I just ask to be...
Me too, man. What have I done? What have I done to be in this position right
literally,
now?
Literally, are we criminals in another world? And they're like, this
might
is the punishment.
Because this is our punishment. Like, I feel like it is. Because there's no way we're living in a world that, you know, like the housing commissions and stuff and pricing is going up. Like, you know, we're in this generation where, like, it's going to get worse down the line. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I'm like, okay, it's coming. And the government's like, yeah, it's coming. Like, you know? So it's just
the government's looking over our bodies, looking up to a machine like, oh, just you wait.
It's getting harder for us, man. Like, what have we done?
Just wait till 2032 on the 14th of Feb, like, something's going to happen.
Exactly. So, hey, I mean, we must have done something bad in that parallel universe. Like, we must have killed some.
But it's like, how do we get out?
How do we get out?
Are our dreams a link to our former life where there is crazy stuff happening? Because also, who thought of, like, dragons and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, where does that come from? Does that come from a dream that was real?
It could.
From a former life.
Yeah.
Is dreaming a former life?
Wow.
You're giving me that look of like, I don't know.
Those eyes mean something. Wow. Yeah. It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Maybe you don't have dreams because maybe this is like your first life.
Hey, maybe. Maybe. See, now I'm really like, I'm rocking back. I don't know. Maybe so.
Interesting.
Maybe. But it is. Wow, that's.
We'll remember this moment for your next life, and we'll come back.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. But and it's the same as my dad as well. Like, I feel like I'm gonna bring it back down to earth. But like, maybe it's like a genetic thing, because my dad also doesn't have dreams.
Okay.
But my brothers do, and they. Yeah, it's very interesting. Like, I just don't have many dreams. I'm like, but you know, those dreams where like you actually feel it happen, like to your real life soul.
Yes.
Like, or like, you know, falling off a balcony or something like that, and then you, bang,
you wake up and
switch
you
switch up. Like, what if that happened in the parallel? Oh my god. Okay. See, you're making me think.
If that is your real life?
Exactly.
And then you've died,
as you said. Like,
and then you've woken up in bed, and everything you, all your memories are actually just put things they've put in your head,
oh,
and then
god,
you're alive from that point on.
Oh my god. Oh my god. See, I didn't think you had this context with you. I thought you were just gonna chat and go off into different directions and make me think, okay, this doesn't make sense at all. You're just venturing off and just saying whatever now. But like, this would make sense. And look, I still don't believe it, but I'm on the side now where I'm like, okay, I'm believing more things than I did before.
It's not all just black and white.
Exactly. There's got to be an explanation to this sort of thing, because there is no. There's no correlation. Like, there's no answer to it. You know
what
I mean?
You can't prove me wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I can't.
Are you going
to
try?
No, I'm not going to.
Are you going
to
try to prove me wrong?
I ain't. I'm going to say it's wrong, but hey, like, you've got some backup, you know?
Oh, for sure.
You've got some info. Like,
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I've been there.
maybe do. See, if I died right now, you know, knock on wood. If I died right now and like, you know, in the afterlife, you know, God is like, yeah, he was right. I wouldn't be able to tell you. I'd be up there being like, you know, he was right. And I didn't believe this guy. What is wrong with me? It all made sense then, and I still didn't believe it.
Mm.
You know? It's that sort of thing.
The facts are laid out in front of you.
Exactly.
And you still wouldn't want to take it in.
See, that's...
I'm just the messenger.
You are. Maybe you are.
And I just don't know you are.
See? It's very interesting. Very interesting topic.
I'm a very interesting person. What can
I
say?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. I will try not to blow your mind anymore.
Yeah, please. I'm getting a bit too paranoid in this chair right now. Like, I feel like something's going to happen.
Literally.
to this table.
The FBI are going to come crashing through the window.
Like, open up. Oh, we found
you've done enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Take a deep breath. Oh. It's that bark. That bark makes me feel good.
Okay, everyone. Do what you will with that information. If you want to cry in the shower, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you either.
That's what I do. It's very therapeutic.
Mm. Mm.
It's how you connect with yourself.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
Mo, thank you for being here. And thank you for coming in with an open mind.
No, thank you for having me. You know, as I said, I thought things weren't going to make sense, but you did back it up with some stuff that could gel together, you know what I mean? Like,
I have changed your life.
Yeah,
yes, you're
I
right.
Think you have. Mm. Now you make me think a bit too much. So we might just end it here. Why?
It's the most your brain's worked in a long time.
Yeah. My brain is just like on fire right now. I'm thinking too much. I just gotta sit down and relax.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.